Governor Scott Walker declaring a statewide state of emergency following this week's storms, including tornado touchdowns in Fond du Lac County. The governor will be touring the flood-damaged and tornado-damaged areas in Dodge and Fond du Lac counties later today. We are going to talk with a number of people this morning on the program. We're going to get an update from the National Weather Service. As expected, the National Weather Service confirming tornadoes, EF1 tornadoes, which we talked about yesterday. They were probably of the smaller variety, still packing a very strong punch and enough to do significant damage. We'll talk with National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Miller coming up a little bit later on in the program. A meteorologist was surveying the damage yesterday back on the ground. They were basically in the air looking at the damaged area yesterday. They're on the ground this morning, and we'll talk with National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Miller coming up. I had a chance to visit some of the flood-damaged areas. I drove as far as I could near Alto, ground zero. I drove until the trees blocked the road. And if you get a chance, go on our website, radioplusinfo.com, and you can check out the photos. I think the photographs that I took that we posted pretty much describe what happened. And we talked to a number of people along the way impacted by the storm. We're going to play back those interviews coming up shortly after the bottom of the hour. Amy Nails is the Emergency Management Director in Dodge County. She'll join us on the next segment of the program. Waupun was one of the hardest hit areas. Waupun and the surrounding area. Kathy Schlieve is the administrator for the city of Waupun. She joins us on the first segment of the show. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right. And our radio station was particularly hard hit. AM 1170 is off the air. We're broadcasting, however, on 93.7. And also, a lot of people were listening to this program live streamed on AM1170radio.com. How would you describe, 2 days after the storm, the cleanup situation in Waupun?
I feel highly optimistic about it. I've just been one of my first kind of opportunities to go through something to this of this magnitude, and I feel very good about where we've come from. If I think back to Tuesday evening, really, it's not that long ago that the storm came through, but we've made significant progress today.
All right, is everybody back online in terms of power?
Mm-hmm. So I had an update this morning from Waupun Public Utilities, and everyone that can be brought back online has been brought back online, and that was mostly true last night. There may have been a few that came back online this morning, but what we're down to is where there's damage to homes, like power services have been ripped from the homes, it requires an electrician to come in and resolve that issue before hookup can happen, so that's what we're now working through. So we'd estimate we're probably in the neighborhood of 10 or so customers, best estimate at this point, that are still without power and needing to work through that issue.
Is the Brandon School still open as a shelter, or is it not needed anymore?
Nope, it's still open as a shelter. From what I understand, they'll keep that open as long as it is needed. We do know we had at least one Waupun family who took advantage of that last night, or at least that's where the updates were as of last night before I went home. So we do think there's still some need for that, and we'll continue to monitor that.
Is the state of emergency still in effect, and how long will that stay in effect?
The state of emergency is still in effect, and it'll stay in effect. You know, we're trying to bring things back to normalcy here. It'll stay in effect, I would say, until we've got full resolution to our power system. So while we've got everyone online, there's still some repairs that need to be made to the power system here. And that's, you know, things like tree limbs on power lines and broken utility poles and things that still need to be repaired before we'd consider it to be 100% secure.
I just got a message from somebody who lives in the area. Rock River, I'll read it to you. Mm-hmm. Rock River Eyewear made a post yesterday offering people refrigerator and freezer space. A woman in Alto made a post offering her home to anyone who needed a shower. Another woman who was not damaged by the tornado was passing out food to people walking by, assisting in cleanup. She literally just cooked food for people all day long.
Yeah, it's been a little overwhelming, I will say. I think, you know, the community pride and community spirit here, this town's resilient. And we just had our football team they came over to the fire department yesterday to register as volunteers, and they were out, I think, into the evening last night trying to help people, our FFA and our teachers who are really trying to get ready for school to start next week. Just pitched in, and they were packing lunches and calling me about where should we be delivering, and they were out in the Alto area, and here locally we had business donations. They're still coming in, you know, just contractors who abandoned work and started helping with the cleanup. Our local church is really mobilizing people. It's just been overwhelming, the level of support and the rally that's happened here, and it's been part of the huge story in terms of bringing the community back online. It's just, I can't thank people enough, really, for their support.
Do you have any more information in terms of dollar amount for damage?
Mm-hmm. No.
Are we talking in the millions?
You know, I think if you consider certainly the broad area, it's a little, I'm not even going to venture to guess a number right now, but I had the opportunity to be out with Chief DeMa yesterday, who leads our emergency management response locally, and we were out, you know, because we cover the country as well as the city territories here for fire services and emergency response. And, you know, certainly if you drive, you see farm fields with
it's, yeah,
crop levels,
yeah, in the area, you know, it's clearly in the millions.
Clearly. You know, locally, you know, we have a lot of tree damage, but we know we have some damage to homes and other properties. Last night I drove out to our county park after they called and told me that they're going to close camping for the weekend, and I was like, well, I know it's bad, but how bad can it be? And then I went out there, and I was like, oh, my. There's just untold probably hours of work of cleanup that's going to have to happen to really truly normalize things. I couldn't venture a number. We are gathering data right now, so one important thing for the community to know is if they've experienced damage to their property, they should be calling 211. The county's manning that, and then reporting what that damage is so that we can tally this, and you know, hopefully there's going to be some relief dollars that are going to be made available to communities, and all of that data is going to be very important in building those applications. So I, you know, really want to emphasize 211. The other thing I'd want to emphasize is if someone's listening and they're still without power, that they should be calling, and they're a customer of Waupun Public Utilities, they should be calling 324-7920.
Do you know, is school starting next week as scheduled?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of things going on, right? So we're dealing with this, and then we're coming towards the end of our referendum project, and they've been working, you know, kind of nonstop trying to get the schools ready. As far as I know, I talked with Steve Hill, who's our superintendent, yesterday and the day before. They were in trying to support our efforts here for cleanup, and their intention is to still be moving with school. So, you know, certainly the weather's delayed some things that had to happen to exterior building, but you know, I'm still hoping that's true. We'll certainly keep people posted if there's any change to that.
Have you, now initially, the evening of the storm and the day after, mm-hmm. there were no reports of injuries. Have you heard any reports of anybody having to
no.
go to the hospital? Or
I have. That is amazing. No, I have heard of no reports of injuries. You know, early on the evening of Tuesday, right after the storm, part of our just emergency response plan, we're in touch with all of the healthcare facilities, the senior care facilities, people who have special healthcare needs. You know, we were just monitoring that and making sure if they had special needs, particularly if they required electricity because the whole community was out, that we were connected and trying to help address those things. And today, I am not aware of any injuries as a result of this storm.
Waupun City Administrator Kathy Schlieve, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you.